And this machine was set up, this room, you couldn't move in here for boxes.
Dr. Ian Hampson, in his lab at St. Mary's Hospital in Manchester, is excited about the recent discovery he and his wife Lynn have made.
What you would have would be a self-applied pessary, which a woman could apply herself, which would stop cervical cancer developing in the first place. It would save a lot of lives.
Using a drug usually taken orally to treat HIV and applying it directly to the cervix of women with early stages of cervical cancer, the doctors achieved what they call remarkable results.
And we treated 23 women with what are called high-grade lesions. And we got a positive response in about 80%. Which, when you consider the treatment hasn't been optimised, the dose hasn't been optimised, the actual length of treatment hasn't been optimised. This was quite remarkable and unexpected.
But because of the experimental nature of the trial, red tape in the UK led doctors Lynn and Ian Hampson to carry it out in Kenya instead, in cooperation with the Kenyatta National Hospital in Nairobi. Now, backers of a new bill, the Medical Innovation Bill, are trying to make trials like these much easier to carry out in the UK.
You would be forgiven for looking at me and saying, well, here is a man so distracted by grief that he thinks he can cure cancer by an act of parliament.
The Medical Innovation Bill is also known as the Saatchi Bill, after this man. Advertising magnate Maurice Saatchi lost his wife to cancer 3 years ago. Here he is speaking in the House of Lords, where he, being a lord, sits himself.
So I think I should say right away, this bill is not going to cure cancer, but it will encourage the man or woman who will.
Here's the thinking behind the bill. Rather than waiting years for a drug to be properly licensed for use, the bill's supporters say it will make it easier for medics to treat terminally ill patients with unlicensed drugs, especially when all other accepted treatments have failed. It's the same thinking that's been applied for some Ebola patients who've received unlicensed Ebola treatments. The bill takes away the threat of litigation against doctors who want to carry out such treatments. Dominic Nutt runs the PR campaign in support of the Saatchi bill.
The law makes it certain and secure for a doctor to innovate, takes away the threat of legal action if it goes wrong with a terminal patient, and therefore the doctor should have confidence. And we say that that will in turn build a culture of innovation for doctors and patients, and then ultimately that will help push forward on medical science and medical knowledge.
Driving innovation, speeding up the discovery of new cancer drugs, it all sounds like a great idea, right? Not so fast, say some.
The first problem with the bill is that despite what you may have heard, there is actually no evidence at all that innovation is being stifled by a fear of litigation.
José Miola is a professor of medical law at the University of Leicester.
The Medical Defence Union, they are not aware of one single case of medical innovation leading to a doctor being sued. What the bill doesn't do is provide access to any new drugs. It doesn't allow doctors to use any more unlicensed drugs than they can already use. That it's actually trying to solve a problem that doesn't exist. All that the bill actually does is provide what is essentially a blanket immunity for doctors who innovate. A doctor who is fundamentally misinformed or has made a fundamental mistake, in theory, the bill actually protects that doctor. This means that there is no mechanism for redress for the patient.
Two technicians work for a week to build this. It's astonishing, the amount, the investment.
Back at Dr. Ian Hampson's lab at St. Mary's Hospital in Manchester, he says he was never worried about litigation, but he supports the Saatchi bill because he believes it could speed up innovation by changing the very culture of the clinical trial, which is a very slow affair.
The Saatchi bill, I think, will give clinicians more freedom where situations demand it to be more experimental, to be more adventurous, to be more accepting of new treatments. We had the idea for this new treatment 10 years ago, and we've only just managed to actually get it trialled in people.
The Medical Innovation Bill recently got the backing of David Cameron's centre-right government. But before it can become law, it needs the backing of the UK's upper house of parliament, the Lords, before being presented for a vote in parliament. Whether the arguments for and against tally with what doctors and patients think or need may be another matter entirely. Lars Bevanger, DW, Manchester.